Did you do a backstory to Chrysothemis? And yeah. What did you find out?
Yeah. Well, that she we again the dates were a bit blurred, but we estimated that Chrysothemis was about 7 when Agamemnon was killed in this story, in this world that we've created. And so she was in that very difficult middle child phase whereby she wasn't the most informed, but she was left to do most of the guesswork. She was the most alone in a way, because although Electra has greater conflict with her mother, Chrysothemis is stuck in this middle ground where she can't be the voice of argument, because Electra's already taken that place. So she has to be the voice of reason, and so she doesn't win favour with Electra, and she doesn't win much favour with her parents, Clytemnestra, because it's all on Clytemnestra's terms, you see.
Yeah.
So we did some improvisations in the house, and it was as if Chrysothemis was kept as a sort of pet.
Really?
In a way, to do what a mother asked her to do, to obey, to look good, to curry favour with visitors, but she would never gain the advantage that she herself would accrue if she was doing it by herself. And really, Electra is her only friend, her only ally in this secret that she carries, that I think she does hold an enormous amount of pain about what happened to her father, and the fact that her mum is with Aegisthus, who's a hugely domineering figure.